From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Wisconsin's Democratic senators are still nowhere to be found, holding up a vote on a Republican-backed bill to strip away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. It's reported they may stay in hiding for days or even weeks. Meanwhile, thousands of demonstrators, including teachers, are keeping up the pressure at the state capitol. Gil Halstead with Wisconsin Public Radio says the crowd is showing no sign of backing down.
For the fifth day in a row, there's thousands of union workers gathered around and inside the state capitol here in Madison, Wisconsin. The place is a sea of signs that have the names of unions ranging from the teachers' union to steel workers. They're listening to speakers who are some of the local union leaders and waiting to hear a speech from Richard Trumka, the president of the National AFL-CIO, is expected to be speaking to them soon. And then later this afternoon at 5, Jesse Jackson will be addressing the crowd.
Wisconsin Public Radio's Gil Halstead. Republican Governor Scott Walker maintains a measure is necessary in addressing the state's projected $3.6 billion budget deficit. The Social Security Administration warns that workers may have to be furloughed if further budget cuts are needed. The House is debating a spending plan to keep the federal government operating through September 30th. The Republican majority says its plan would cut Social Security's administrative budget by $125 million from current levels. The Democratic minority warns the agency will be left with far less than what President Obama requested in his budget for the next fiscal year. Federal Reserve Chairman is pressing countries with large trade surpluses to let their currencies rise in value, while Ben Bernanke is urging nations with deepening trade deficits to save more.
Countries with large persistent trade deficits must find ways to increase national saving, including putting their fiscal policies on a more sustainable path.
Bernanke speaking in Paris today. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Bahrain's capital, Manama, where shots rang out and police fired tear gas on a crowd of thousands marching against their country's monarchy.
The ambulances had come and they were approaching, trying to get to the square, probably to look for wounded that they could dispatch. And more shots were fired. The ambulances, most of them, quickly turned around and sped away. There's still one near the entrance. It too now is turning around. You'll hear the siren as it comes past.
That's NPR's Peter Kenyon on today's dramatic events in Manama, where thousands of anti-government demonstrators were rallying. Hospital officials say dozens of people were injured in today's crackdown. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 47 points at 12,365, with the Nasdaq up slightly at 2832. This is NPR News. Mining giant Anglo American reports a near tripling of profits last year on revenue that reached $33 billion. From London, Larry Miller says the company credits rising commodity prices spurred by demand in emerging economies.
Anglo American's revenue soared 34% last year, leading to $6.5 billion in net profit. Rising prices across all the company's mining production helped fill the corporate coffers, led by a 48% gain for nickel and 34% for platinum. De Beers, Anglo's diamond business, reports a 57% revenue boost due to strong demand for rough diamonds in India and China. CEO Cynthia Carroll says the medium to long-term projection is more of the same, with demand driven by economic growth in emerging markets highly dependent on natural resources. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
American Airlines is recalling 200 more flight attendants who were furloughed in recent years. The airline's second announcement of new flight attendants hiring came this month. Last week, the airline said it would bring back 368 furloughed attendants because of a pickup in international flying. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants said half the 200 recall workers would begin by July 15th and the rest by October 15th. Here's the latest from Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 48 points at 12,366 in trading of over a billion shares. The Nasdaq Composite Index up slightly. It's at 2,832 and the S&P 500 up 1 at 1341. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.